The Blagojevich era is coming to a close. Yesterday, the former Illinois governor convicted on 17 counts of corruption by a jury of his peers. 11 of those counts related to his attempt to sell Barack Obama's Senate seat. Here was some reaction.
Patty and I obviously are very disappointed in the outcome. I frankly am stunned. There's not much left to say other than we want to get home to our little girls and talk to them and explain things to them and then try to sort things out.
A tragic story, a tawdry story, a comical story, but in the end, Rod Blagojevich will be sentenced sometime in early August. Joining us now is Clarence Page, Pulitzer Prize-winning syndicated columnist for the Chicago Tribune. Clarence, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You know, it's always great to talk to you. Are we saying goodbye to an era and hello to another one in Illinois politics, do you think?
Well, only in sense of personnel changes, I think. Looks like we're about to have the distinction of being the first state to have two former governors in jail at the same time, one Republican, one Democrat. And the other was Blagojevich's predecessor, George Ryan, the Republican governor who was sentenced in 2006. This won't do much to improve Chicago's image as being Chicago and Illinois as being a haven of corrupt politics, except that the juries and the prosecutors, particularly the prosecutor who went after Blagojevich and Ryan, it's showing a lessening of tolerance, shall we say, for corruption.
Now, Blagojevich, in his very, shall we say, high-profile talking too much about perhaps his legal strategy, suggested that one of the casualties of an attempt to put him behind bars would be, if not Barack Obama, then maybe Rahm Emanuel, who's now, of course, the sitting mayor of Chicago. It didn't turn out that way. But one of the casualties of Blagojevich's whole operation was Roland Burris, who was appointed senator for a while, who now is even more in the dustbin of history than he was when he was resurrected for that moment. What's to become of Roland Burris and others touched by Blagojevich there in the state of Illinois?
Well, another casualty is Jesse Jackson Jr., who was a bright rising congressman, still a congressman, but his rise has been blunted by the speculation and the possibility that he may have entertained the thought of being appointed senator by Blagojevich in exchange for a large donation. Now, there's no direct evidence that Jesse Jackson Jr. himself tried to cut a deal, but some people close to him may have tried to talk with Blagojevich, judging by what Blagojevich's impression was on the FBI tapes. And that has really that investigation has left a cloud over him as well. But you know, other speculation about possibly Barack Obama or some intermediary, including Rahm Emanuel, I think that's kind of wiped away now.
You know, Clarence Page is a Pulitzer Prize-winning syndicated columnist for the Chicago Tribune, talking about what happens in Illinois politics now that Rod Blagojevich will be sentenced in August and leave the scene. I mean, he's been gone from Illinois politics in practical terms, you know, for nearly a year now. But Clarence, I mean, what's the fix here? I mean, you've got this curious irony in Illinois. Barack Obama's reelection campaign is centered in Chicago. It's right in the heartland. It's right in sort of ground zero of all this. And that's, you know, that's a campaign that is very, very high-minded and taking the high road. And yet you still have this taint of Illinois politics at the state and local level.
Yeah, you do. But at the same time, there was a lot of speculation and predictions that a Chicago jury would not find Blagojevich guilty since the tapes of his conversations were just talk. There was never a action that was revealed, the actual changing of hands of money and influence. However, jurors coming out this time, well, I should mention there were two trials. You know,
right.
The first one a few months ago came up with a verdict in which it was really a hung jury except for one member who agreed only to convict him of lying to the FBI. All the other charges, that juror didn't feel there was enough actual evidence of action, just talk. Now, this jury was much more much more united on what is it, 20 counts?
Yeah, no, they got up? They got down to business. And here's Patrick Fitzgerald, the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Illinois, reacting.
The vindication is for the people of Illinois. The people of Illinois had a governor who tried to sell a Senate seat and shake people down.
It's as simple as that, says U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald. What do you think the people of Illinois are going to do now politically?
I don't think you're going to see a big difference, John, because the General Assembly has passed a series of new reform measures as recommended by an independent commission here in recent months, but they were not as strong as the commission had recommended. And that to me indicates that the politicians still are half-stepping, as they say back in Chicago. They are putting forth the gesture of reform, but you're probably still going to find the corruption and people trying to cut corners, as Blagojevich apparently tried to do. This jury, I should point out, did feel that there was enough verbalizing by Blagojevich in terms of okay, let's do it,
yeah.
Or okay, here's the plan. There was enough action there to indicate there was a real conspiracy.
Oh yeah, no, they didn't have a lot of dispute there. Clarence Page, thanks so much. I mean, if it's third time the charm for the sitting governor not to end up in prison, even that would be a positive development for the state of Illinois. Clarence Page, syndicated columnist for the Chicago Tribune, talking about the conviction finally in his second trial of Rod Blagojevich. Is there something you'd like to say goodbye to? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Tornadoes, floods, double-dip recessions, the Real Housewives TV show, 877-8-MY-TAKE. Goodbye for this hour. At least I'm John Hockenberry. You can say hello to Celeste. She'll be back tomorrow. This is The Takeaway.